And action. I'd really love to do that someday on a set, like just for the sake of having done it. But yeah, I welcome you to this new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. In my last episode, I talked about how much I love winter, and this year especially, I don't know why, but winter is definitely my season. Like, I feel so good. I'm so motivated, and actually, I have to say, as someone who is struggling a little bit, at least, or a lot, actually, with chronic inflammation and an autoimmune disease, it's actually a relief when the temperature outside is really low, because the cold kind of cools down this inflammatory process. So I guess it's also due to that. Plus, there are no seasonal allergy symptoms anymore, and I love snow. So yeah, I'm really happy at the moment. Very, very happy. And I started the year super motivated. And 1 week in, I have to say, it's going great. And in this episode, I just want to share with you my little tip on what is helping me to create a sustainable energy level and motivation level. And it's very simple. It's very, very simple. It's something everyone can do. It's actually, drum roll, that was a horrible drum roll, but you can just imagine a really cool one. No, the secret is actually to-do lists. Yes, I told you it was simple and something you can do too. I went Christmas shopping with my brother about 3 days before Christmas. So we were incredibly late, but we were very efficient. And we stopped by, of course, in a bookstore. Every single time I go shopping, I have to go to a bookstore. I just love books and notebooks. But yeah, we stopped at the store. We bought some notebooks and we were looking at different calendars. And the past years, I've been a fan of logging or planning things in my digital calendar, actually. But when we stood there and went through the different calendars, one stood out to me because it is actually so beautiful. The design is wonderful and it had the perfect size, formatting, and everything was great. So I kind of got that as a Christmas present from my brother, which I'm very grateful for. And I have started logging or writing weekly to-do lists, and I can tell you how liberating that feels, because first, I get everything I need to do during the week out of my head on paper. And the second great thing about to-do lists is I love the feeling of crossing off certain points. It's like, or not even certain points, like any point. If I can just cross it off because it's done, I'm happy. I don't know why, but my brain works like this, and it really helps me to be more efficient and more productive and to have a sustained feeling of energy, which isn't the norm for me because, as I mentioned before, I have an autoimmune disease, so I frequently deal with fatigue and like a little bit of down phases, but I've started a new supplement regimen and that's probably the reason I'm feeling better now as well. But I'll report back on that when I'm sure how it works with all the supplements and so on. And another bonus tip, I also write down weekly affirmations that I read every single night before going to bed or when reviewing the day and the tasks I have accomplished. I also read those affirmations to myself, and that really helps. Just talking about myself as if I am whatever I want to be, because I am, because I can only imagine the things that can be true. So everything the mind can perceive in any way, shape, or form, you can actualize in your life. I know my to-do list tip is very basic and it may not work for you, which is totally fine, but I just wanted to say sometimes the simplest things are the best. And we don't have to overcomplicate anything. Not being productive, not achieving our goals, not setting our goals. It can be really simple. And this is also not about pushing anyone in the direction of having to be super productive, because I think it can be somewhat of a trap to kind of sell yourself the lie that you're only worth something when you're productive and when you reach your goals. That's definitely not my intention here. And this is a little disclaimer, just for you to keep in mind that you don't have to do anything to be anything. You are already perfect and great and a really good person, and you don't have to do anything in order to prove that or in order to earn that. You're amazing. I mean, you listen to my podcast, so we have to be friends in spirit, so to say. And yeah, I really enjoyed this episode, and I feel like this year, as I've said in my last episode, is really about taking action for me. I've been thinking a lot those past years and collecting information. This year is about becoming active and actually going for my goals in the physical world, so to say. And I want to thank you sincerely for tuning back in. It really means a lot to me. If you like this, please make sure to subscribe if you haven't already, and to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. That always helps me a lot. Thank you so much. I'll catch you in a week. Bye.